Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
La vida es corta, ya no me importa. Hay tantas cosas que quiero contigo que importan más. Mirar al cerro.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer, bringing you live in studio performances from newsounds.org and streaming live on Facebook. The Grammy-winning Mexican-American singer and songwriter Lila Downs takes traditional musical forms, they might be the Mexican bolero or ranchera or American folk and blues, and makes something contemporary and often politically engaged out of them. Her latest album is called Salón, Lágrimas y Deseo, and it won the Latin Grammy for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album. We're delighted to have Lila Downs and her band with us here in the studio today. We're especially happy that she has a special guest with her, whom you'll meet in just a bit. But right now, let's hear a song called Peligrosa. Here's Lila Downs, live on Soundcheck.
Dicen que yo soy peligrosa, que yo soy dolorosa, porque quiero vivir así. Dicen que yo soy enjundiosa, caprichosa y hermosa, que no puedo seguir. Te digo que sí soy peligrosa, que sí soy dolorosa, porque te quiero para mí. Sí soy afanosa, intrépida, costosa, que quiero lo bueno para mí. Sé lo que siento contigo, pero todo lo quiero contigo. No sé qué será sin eso que tienes tú, que parece amor. No sé si es amor. Porque te quiero para mí. Si soy afanosa, intrépida, costosa, que quiero lo bueno para mí.
Oh,
What a great sound. I was going to say what a great old sound that is, and then somebody's phone went beep, beep. So I nixed the old part, but that's the song is Peligrosa, a dangerous woman.
Dangerous, yeah.
Leela Downs, it's been a long time. Great to have you back.
Thank you for having
me. And neither of us looks a day older. It's amazing. Wait a minute, I forgot we're on camera. I can't say that, at least not about me. Great to have you back with us. I want to introduce the band in a moment, but first, what makes this dangerous woman dangerous?
Well, being able to have opinions and I guess to love in spite of not really knowing whether it's love or it isn't love. That can be very dangerous.
Yeah. So in a sense, it's this song is kind of emblematic of what the album Salón Lágrimas y Deseo is about.
Yeah. It was, the album was conceived more like about people who live in rural areas go to the city and become a little more sophisticated and dance. And, you know, in Mexico, there's a beautiful tradition from the 40s and 50s of danzón.
Right.
Where people would really, you know, deck out and look beautiful and go out. And it was kind of the zoot suit time, yes. Right? People looked like that. And so we were enamored by that era. I think a lot of us are in the band as well, you know, in love with that jazz era. And but I guess most of the songs just kind of ended up being very feminine in a way.
And even if they're not political, the point of view is that of a woman.
It is.
Even in some of the old covers that you've done.
Yeah, it was really a surprise. So I decided to dedicate the album to us women.
Very nice. It occurs to me that I should probably mention for folks who are not watching us live on Facebook that the jingling sound is, you're kind of dressed up nicely for us here today, and that includes various things that make noise as you move your head. moving around the room, your longtime music director, Paul Cohen, on saxophone, Josh Deutsch on trumpet, Rafael Gomez playing the guitars, Luis Guzman on the bass, and Yayo Circa sitting in the corner where the drums are. So that's the band. The album, tell me what, I mean, Lágrimas y Deseo is tears and desire. What is the, so is it just like a salon, a room of tears and desire? Is that the?
No, you know, salon refers to a dance hall.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
And there were some very legendary salons. They're still around in Mexico City where you go and all you do is you just go and dance. I mean, and it's very beautiful because women who are, you know, from the working ladies, they come with their shoes in their bag and they put on their little heels. And it's just so beautiful and tender to see how people come together for music and their love of dance.
Yeah.
And I think that's why the album really, you know, features that. And I think we were kind of surprised also at, you know, the way that politics kind of went today.
Yeah.
So we had to dedicate a song to Donald Trump. And and not only to him, but mainly to people with this kind of backwards notion of time.
And of what Mexico and Mexican culture is like. And so this is the first time I've seen you since the 2016 election. And you've always been, I mean, you can't change who you are. You're a Mexican-American person as well as singer and songwriter. Does that feel different now?
It does, you know. I think sometimes evil can bring great, you know, to people. I think that in the face of this adversity, we are coming together. I love to see that in the Latin community because I think we were too happy and indifferent, in a sense, certainly in this country.
Well, now, let me ask you, you mentioned, you know, looking out at the community. When you're on stage, one of the things that's struck me in the past about your audience is that it is not strictly a Latino audience, that it is a kind of a broader. Is that still the case, or
it
have things
is.
Narrowed?
It depends on the city, of course, And sometimes on the album, on the nature of the album.
Right.
I think that this album actually brings a lot of people from all kinds of areas together. Mm-hmm. It's not as Mexican-centric.
Right. I well, guess you you say. Women people, you're all over the place, so, yeah.
Yep, we are.
So what is the attraction for you as both a singer and a songwriter of marrying really like old traditional musical forms to these mm-hmm. kind of newer and sometimes heavy-hitting lyrics?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's exciting to us. I think we traveled one time. We toured in Serbia and Croatia, which is where Yayo's background is from, actually, mm-hmm. who's Chilean. And I remember falling in love with the Balkan music and just...
Those crazy rhythms.
Those crazy bands,
yeah.
man. And then understanding the background of a lot of music from South America, because a lot of Balkan people came over, and so this is their tradition of music. And, you know, the horns, just the... So we've been, working with more horn players, right? And we've created a mariachi section here and mm-hmm. there. We pick up mariachi sections, and that's really exciting. And, you know, playing Balkan and a little bit of... you know, bar mitzvah music once in a while.
I think the word's klezmer.
Bar mitzvah music. So you've done lots of, I mean, you worked with briefly with Hunhur Tu, the Tuvan throat singers. So mm-hmm. you've looked mm-hmm. pretty far afield for sources of musical inspiration
and
collaboration.
It's exciting. You learn so much, you know, about... rhythm and pitch. And I remember working with a flamenco artist recently too. Her sense of pitch was really different. And it was hard, difficult. They're all challenges. I love it.
Well, we're speaking with Leela Downs. The most recent album is called Salon, Lagrimas y Deseo. So that won the Latin Grammy for Best Traditional Pop Album. And this next song you're going to do for us is from it. It's called, is it Envidia?
Envidia, which means envy.
Envy. Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear another live performance from Leela Downs and the band today, playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio.
Ya somos muchos, porque yo tengo lo que tú quisieras ser. Ya no me tienes ahí debajo y escondida. Ya no me insultas porque tienes el poder.
Ya no me
escondes en el closet de tu casa. Que no te debo muchas horas de placer. Es más, tú sí
me debes.
Todos mis años, mis mejores, me quitaste. ¿Dónde se fueron? ¿Dónde se fueron nuestros sueños del ayer?
Envidia, tú me tienes mucha envidia.
Porque soy todas las cosas que tú quieres para ti.
Envidia,
es que me tienes envidia. Viste, la vida sonríe. Acabándome por ti, ya no seré la que se agacha y se calla. A mí se me respeta la cota inca, azteca, mapuche, maya. Mi herencia es una advertencia. El mundo no se acaba porque yo no lo permito. Yo soy las lágrimas en esta piedra y danzaré este ritmo a la madre tierra. We'll be right back. es una afrenta y para nada no te debo yo ya a ti. Si sabes bien y ya me conoces, ¿pa' qué me invitas a tu fiesta de infeliz? Ya no me compras porque aquí bonito cuesta, que no me vendo con infames como tú. Es más, tú sí me debes. Todos mis años, mis mejores me robaste. ¿Dónde se fueron? ¿Dónde se fueron nuestros sueños del ayer?
Envidia, tú me tienes mucha envidia,
porque soy todas las cosas que tú quieres para ti.
Envidia,
es que me tienes envidia. Viste, la vida sonríe y mi corazón es feliz. Viste, la vida sonríe y mi corazón.
Lila Downs and her band live with a song called Envidia. Envidia. I got it right the first time. Never know where to place the accent. Envy is the name in English. And that's a song from the last album by Lila Downs called Salón, Lágrimas y Deseo. Rafael providing some backing vocals there. And I'm glad you mentioned the Balkan music because, you know, people hear you singing in Spanish and then they hear horns and they think it's got to be mariachi. But, you know, that really was, and strangely, Rafael's guitar solo also, very reminiscent of kind of those Balkan scales and things and the way that music moves. Yeah. Also, it just so happens that the soundcheck staff are all big fans of Balkan brass bands. I mean, do you have a favorite? Or just like that whole...
I think that Kochani orchestra is amazing,
good,
right?
Good,
and certainly the Taraf et Haiduk.
Taraf et Haiduk, yeah.
Yeah, they were very cool.
Yes.
We actually ran into them one time, right? And they were supposed to gig with us at the theater, but then they got a gig in the front, in the corner bar, and they didn't show up at the theater.
Yeah, they're a pretty amazing group of people from Romania.
Romania,
but, yeah. But Kochani Orchestra, they've played one gig here in the United States, and
really?
It was one of ours.
Oh.
Yeah, we presented them downtown some years ago.
Oh, wow.
And yeah,
that's
they're
beautiful.
They're just
beautiful
great stuff.
Music,
Gypsy
yeah.
Brass Band from Macedonia.
Yeah.
You're very much kind of associated with Mexico in particular, but, you know, Mexico's part of the world. You're a global citizen. You know, you've looked far and wide for people to collaborate with. And this might be a good time for us to bring Ana Tijoux into the studio.
Yeah.
Tell us how you and the French-born Chilean rapper and singer first started collaborating.
Mm-hmm. Well, we met a few years ago in Vegas, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
There she is.
So an example of what happens in Vegas, fortunately, not staying in Vegas.
Doesn't stay in Vegas.
And Ana performed for us in a soundcheck set downstairs in our ground floor performance venue, the Green Space,
nice.
Back in 2010.
Wow.
And Ana, back then, you were pretty much rapping.
I still rapping.
Yeah. But this song that the two of you have just finished seems like a very different kind of sound for
you.
Yes,
it's very different. And I think it's the first time that we performed the song also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is.
Paul is making downward motion gestures with his hand. I heard it in rehearsal. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
So the two of you met in Vegas, and then what?
We play. No.
We then met again in... it was very brief. Then we went down to Santiago in Chile. We were performing there and we invited her. And then we really spoke more and we realized, we just looked at each other and we were like, oh.
I like you.
Yeah, so that was really fun. And she came in and rapped on a piece that we wrote about dignifying women. And, you know, there's a series of murdered women in Mexico and still fighting for their rights to be heard and certainly for justice.
Right.
So she collaborated on that with us, and now she's asked me to collaborate with her on one of her songs, which is this beautiful song.
Tinta Roja.
Tinta Roja. I like the way you say Tinta Roja.
Red ink.
Exactly.
I can get that correct, mm-hmm, at least. Yes. So here in America, when we say red ink, it means you're in debt. Does it mean something different?
Well, no. It's not the same. It's not the same. It's like almost like a metaphor also, like Tinta Roja. That's mean wine, red wine, basically.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So. Well, that's much more fun.
Definitely.
But the sound of this song, apart from the fact that you're singing as opposed to rapping, Anna, the sound of the song is also a little different from, you know, it seems closer to Leela's mm-hmm. sonic world than what we've come to expect from
you. I mean, it's part of a project that we built in Chile, which name is Roja y Negro. That is not Ana Giru. I will talk like if I was not myself. That's the most weird situation. And this project was born with friends of mine with who I work. And I always say we were super bored in airport. So that's why we imagine this project.
So spending an hour waiting for your flight to board.
Yes. What we are going to talk about? Let's talk about red wine. Okay, let's do that. And let's drink also.
So Roja y Negro, red and black. What does that refer to?
About love and desamor. I don't know how you say desamor in English.
Broken heart.
Broken heart, mm-hmm. like between mm-hmm. these two opposite like emotion.
Right.
And it's also like the color, I think, in a lot of political situation in Latin America. For me, the red and black represent a lot of very powerful moment in history.
Right, right. So the song is something the two of you have worked on together, mm-hmm. and we're about to hear it in its first ever live performance.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I am excited. Are you guys excited?
Yes.
Paul is, I'm not sure how excited he is, but Paul, it's your job to lead the band, so off you go. The song is called Tinta Roja. It's a collaboration from Leela Downs and Ana Tiju.
Esa copa que en mi boca rompía, aquella tinta roja que tiñe las heridas. Prometí a mi familia que ya no escaparía, pero la noche llama con cuervos que me gritan que vuelva ese camino sin vuelta ni salida. Soy un fantasma, una sombra que se perdió en su oscuridad. Por sorbos de locura, creía que era dulce, hoy solo es amargura. Olvidé mi nombre, mi apellido y mi casa, se fue lo que tenía y a todo quien amaba. Cambié toda mi vida por copas y garrafas. Ahora te preguntas si vidas aún te quedan, harta de aventuras, eres ya un alma en pena. En sus culpas se hunda en sus mareas. No queda más
camino que hallar en tus recuerdos, algunas luces vagas que alumbren tu reencuentro. Quizás solo encuentres botellas por el suelo. Somos fantasmas, sombras que se han perdido en su oscuridad. Almas tristes que no saben su cuerpo habitar. Fantasmas, sombras que se han perdido en su oscuridad. Almas llenan de sol, hacia la mesa de un mar. Tilda, tilda, tilda de vida, olvido el dolor. Tilda, tilda, tilda de vida de rojo color. Tilda, tilda, tilda de vida, olvido el dolor. Tilda, tilda, tilda de vida de rojo color. Dolor, 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 dolor.
And that, for the first time in public, is the song Tinta Roja, Red Ink, from Anna Tijoux and Leela Downs, and we heard Leela's band, aided and abetted by Christian Mancilla, who, Anna, is he part of your band?
I don't know that guy. No, of course. He's part of Roja y Negro, so we are very happy to be here today and share this wonderful music with Leela and his incredible banda.
Now that song, that Tinta Roja, by the end, it's if you listen like just to the very basic rhythm, it's kind of a march by the end, it seems. Mm-hmm. Is that what you guys had in mind?
Yes,
it is.
Yes.
It's a genre from Chile, actually.
Like even Mancia can talk about that, but it's also is what part of the process we wanted to do, like in this song, see.
Well, it's beautifully done, and it's great to hear the two of you together. Is this likely to, you know, spawn anything else?
It will, because, you know, we've had such a tremendous response to us coming together. You know, we've done, you know, I'm sure you've done duets with other people as well, but it seems like this one is, there's a strong connection here.
Yeah. Well, Anna, you need to wear more jingly jewelry as well next time
you're
here.
I've got it. Wait. Well, I'm sorry. I forgot in my home.
Even when the band has stopped, the music has continued when Leela's been talking. And and Leela, it is great to see you again.
Thank you.
To have you back
so
here
good to
with
be
us.
Back.
Anna, great to have you back with us
Thank
as
you
well.
So much.
Thank
I've
you so much.
You
and to the band, thanks for being with us. This is Soundcheck.
Mi corazón está cansado, muy cansado de sufrir, que muchas veces le he escuchado repetir estas palabras que me llenan de dolor. Urge una persona que me arrulle entre sus brazos, a quien contarle de mis triunfos y fracasos, que me consuele y que me quite de sufrir.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.